Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as the Saudis go for their third straight win here in Midland. I'm joined by Christopher Tureen and our friend Jaime Del Valle translating here on the ANB pregame show. Tureen, I just got to ask first about your last week, Texas League Player of the Week. What do you feel like is working really well for you right now?
Que esta última semana que pasó, fuiste el jugador de la semana en la Texas League. ¿Qué estaba saliendo bien para ti? ¿Qué hiciste? ¿Cuál fue la vuelta ahí?
Mira, primeramente la mentalidad fue salir a competir, aseguramos un buen contacto, buenos picheos, y nada, gracias a Dios salieron las cosas, los resultados de todo el trabajo.
Nothing, just that was the results of all the process and all the work he's put in, just going out there and competing as number one, controlling the strike zone and hit the ball hard, put the ball in play, barrels. So the combination of those three things paid off last week.
Happy late birthday, feliz cumpleaños. What's your favorite birthday memory growing up?
Feliz cumpleaños, y cuál es tu recuerdo favorito de cualquiera de los cumpleaños que has tenido hasta ahora, de niño o lo que sea?
Sinceramente tengo cuando era niño con mi familia disfrutando, tú sabes, y eso es lo que tengo ahora.
Just, you know, when he was young, when he was not young, but like when he was a kid, and, you know, a lot of memories with his family, his parents, and, you know, everybody back home, you know, spending the birthday together.
What's the biggest difference in this level, the AA level, and the lower levels?
¿Cuál es la diferencia más grande entre este nivel, entre AA y los niveles más bajos?
Mira, creo que la diferencia es saber jugar el juego. Ya de este nivel ya está cerca de Grandes Ligas y es como saber competir todos los días, cómo ganar el juego, cómo salir a batallar como equipo contra el otro equipo, y creo que esa es un poco la diferencia.
The biggest difference is, the game, like learning the game and playing the game the right way. There's a lot of, for example, our team, he says, we're competitors, we go out there, we grind, and that's the biggest difference, just playing the game the right way and taking opportunities when we have to.
Where do you think you've developed the most as a shortstop this year?
¿Qué es lo que tú crees que has desarrollado más como shortstop este año?
Saber controlar el juego, a mi compañero del cuadro, saber las pequeñas cosas en donde tenemos que estar con cualquier bateador, en cualquier momento del juego también, en cualquier inning.
Just first of all, positioning himself when a ball is hit, knowing where to go. Also like holding his ground and holding, you know, the ground of, you know, his fellow teammates in the infield, knowing where they have to be and you know, hold them accountable on, let's say, positioning, stuff like that, and you know, pretty good at reading swings so far. That's been the difference.
You and Luis are two of the youngest guys in this clubhouse. What is it meant to be here with him, learning from all these other guys?
Tú y Hansel son los dos menores del equipo. ¿Qué se siente estar con él aquí y con el resto de los muchachos?
De verdad, súper bien. Con él vengo subiendo todos los niveles juntos. Con los demás muchachos, súper bien también. He aprendido mucho de ellos, con los que ya tienen tiempo aquí. Y siempre aprendiendo de ellos día tras día para poder dar lo mejor de mí y al igual darle lo mejor a ellos.
Well, he's been moving up with Hansel since the Dominican Summer League, and every step of the way they've been together. So just comfortable playing next to him, and then with the rest of the guys, especially the guys have come back to AA or are free agents or any other situations that they're in, just learning from them, and they've been in the league before, so pick up the good stuff that they do and, you know, put it in play as well for himself.
What's your favorite part about the vibes of this clubhouse and just the general culture around the team?
¿Cuál es tu parte favorita de la cultura que hay en el clubhouse, de la atmósfera que hay en el clubhouse? ¿Qué es lo que más te gusta del clubhouse, de los muchachos?
Mira, yo creo que divertirnos jugando, cualquier tipo de cosa, diferentes culturas, música, todo ese tipo de cosas, uno lo va aprendiendo, y de verdad creo que hay muchas pequeñas cosas que entiendo.
There's a lot of backgrounds, a lot of, you know, let's say different type of music, different food, different everything. So just being able to be in the same locker room with a lot of these guys is pretty fun. But what he appreciates the most is, the amount of, like, fun they have when they're playing the game. More than in the locker room, just out here competing, and he feels that.
Tureen and Jaime, thank you both very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.